This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Former RTD officials say the agency needs to rethink its plan to build a train to Boulder and Longmont. Rising costs have delayed it for decades, though RTD recently restarted planning work after pressure from Governor Jared Polis. But former RTD board member Jeff Walker says the costs are too high and forecasted ridership is too low to make it a good investment.
Instead of just trying to build a train for the sake of building a train, let's build whatever it is we build for the sake of moving people and getting them to where they need to be quickly and efficiently.
Some current RTD board members hope the agency can partner with a proposed Front Range rail line to reduce costs. One way to help people experiencing homelessness is to give them cash. The Denver Income Project is conducting a year-long study that will do just that. Some people worry the money will go to things like drugs and alcohol. Lead researcher in the study, Jennifer Wilson, tells Colorado Matters prior research shows what people are spending the money on.
They're spending money on rent and bills. They're buying essential medication. They're paying for dental work to be done. They're buying food. They're getting a more regular supply of healthy food. They're paying for childcare. They're saving for the future. And the list goes on and on.
A similar study in Vancouver, Canada, showed a nearly 40% decrease in spending on so-called temptation goods. Fort Collins is at 76 degrees. It's fair right now. It should be a sunny afternoon. The high today is 82 degrees. Meanwhile, Denver is at 72 with a few clouds. Thanks for listening. This is CPR News.